It is Monday, October the 27th, 2014. I am Steve Gerwick along with Frank D. And today we welcome a very special guest to the podcast, a WWE legend, a Hall of Famer. And today it's an honor and a pleasure to welcome Jake the Snake Roberts. How are you doing today, Snake?
Oh, pretty good, man. I'm not going to complain. Life's pretty sweet. A lot of bumps in the road, but, you know, my life is really good, man. I don't care what kind of problems I've got going on, health issues or any of that. I've just been blessed so much, man.
You've been updating us on your health on your Twitter. Yeah. Can you kind of give us the latest updates on how Jake is doing today?
I got three spots on my brain, man, that they're watching. They don't know if it's cancer. They don't know if it's blood clots. They've decided they took some MRIs, and they're going to take one more before they make the decision to do the biopsies and go in there and take a plug of it out and see what's going on. But they did the same thing with my lungs. My lungs came back and it was not malignant, and I had a couple spots on my lungs, so that's good news. I'm still recovering from the pneumonia, and I'm going to for some time because it's not a quick process. I've also found out that my ticker, I don't know, man, it's not wired properly or something, man. They're saying I'm a candidate for a stroke, but we're about to have that all checked out. You know, bottom line, you know, when you're drunk and junkie, you don't change the oil in the car often enough, man. Basically, that's the problem, I think. And now that we're taking care of things, we gotta do the full overhaul. But I'm not scared. You know, I'm sure of what I'm doing. I'm sure of what the doctors are doing. I know a lot of people complain about the doctors and they only practice medicine. Well, they're human. They're going to make mistakes. But overall, I'm very happy with what they've done. And I'm just trying to be above ground, man.
You've been keeping busy. I know this weekend, as you said, you're going to be in Winnipeg for the Central Canada Comic Con. You're going to be there with Tito Santana and Victoria, which They actually can bid on a dinner for you if they want to have dinner with Jake the Snake.
Crazy
you can bid
world.
On a dinner.
Yeah, we're not going to McDonald's, guys. I'll tell you that. You know, I'm eating clean these days, man. I lost 75 pounds doing DDP yoga, man. I'm keeping it off. And, you know, you got to do the right things, man. And starts the dinner table, man. You know, you can't put garbage in there and expect it to run. Man, and that program of his, man, saved my life, man, because, you know, it's not only about drinking, it's changing your attitude, man, how you look at things, how your brain processes things.
Yeah.
And, you know, my whole line of thinking, man, was hate, self-hate, death, and no dreams.
Right.
You know, I quit dreaming years ago.
Yeah.
Because you get so tied up with the drug that, you know, a really happy moment, are you serious? I haven't had a happy moment in 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I get around my children. I feel so guilty, so ashamed. You know, how do you present yourself to your family when you're, you know, looking like that and living like that, you know? And, you know, I just kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the hole. So my message to people out there, man, is not be afraid to help somebody, man, because if it hadn't been for Dallas, man, I wouldn't be alive today. And I know that.
Well, that's why
huge
much respect to DDP. I mean, Steve knows, you know, I mean, Steve talks about this all the time. We do our show here. We put you guys over like a million bucks all the time because
I appreciate it.
Yeah, just because I'm just so proud of you and that you turned your life around. And proud of Scott that Scott was able to turn his life around too. Because like you know, you guys are two of my fan favorites when I was coming up when I was a child, you know, seeing you work out there with Randy Savage and seeing Scott Express from Razor Ramon to the NWO and DDP. I know all this stuff, man. So it's a pleasure to be even talking to you, having a conversation with you. I have to tell you that.
Well, it's good to be alive, man. And, you know, I've got a lot of good things coming up. We got the movie about my resurrection called Jake the Snake, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Okay.
It'll be out in a few months, man. And I've been working on a book that'll be out in a few months. And I'm about to go on the road with my comedy tour, you know. I mean, I got some stories that'll blow your mind, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Foley's got some funny stuff. My brother, you had a snake to it. It gets insane. He goes from being funny to being absolutely insane, you know. And let's face it, you know, Mick didn't have the, well, let's just say, colorful life that I did. You know, leave it at that. But we're going to go out and do that. I'll boot my daughter, one of my daughters in with me, man. She's helping me. She helps me make sure I take my meds at the right time. Because, you know, I've got issues with my brain, man. But I get foggy and I get lost sometimes. And that's part of growing older, you know. And, Christ, whenever they talk about concussions, okay, let me think, you know. And let's talk about 101,
yeah.
You know. And, you know, so it is what it is. But it's not stopping me, man. I got to say I'm the happiest I've been in my life.
Well, I can tell.
I had a great moment here a while back, man, with two of my daughters, a daughter that I did not know I had.
Oh, really?
Surprise. And she's 20, how old is she, 30, 28? About 30. And there I was sitting and having dinner with both of them. And I'd only met this girl a couple of years ago, you know. And it was just friggin' awesome, man. And now she's going to come down and help cook Thanksgiving dinner with me, man. And it's just going to be just, you know, just crazy fun, man. And just... it just lightens my load, man. It inspires me to get up and do more, and to, you know, and that old boogeyman comes knocking on my door. It's easy to shut him back out, you know. It really is, and you know, I'm not stupid. I take antabuse, and that way when somebody comes up and says, "Oh man, you got a drink," you take antabuse and you don't drink. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
I mean, we just found something this weekend, man, where some jerk. It went on and was an Instagram thing, man, Instagram, and posing as me, you know, and answering questions and stuff, and took a picture of his meal, and it was a great big bottle of beer and a cheeseburger, you know? And I'm like, man, come on, you know? You're going to pose as me, and then you're going to do that crap, really? You know, and some people are just so bored with their own stinking life.
That's exactly.
They got to jump on, you know, and that's the reason why I hate the internet. Nobody's accountable on the internet, man.
Yep.
There's no judge, jury, and trial. You can say anything you want on there, and nobody can do anything about it. I mean, I'm tired of my family freaking out and calling me and saying, "Dad, you're not dead." I'm like, "Well, I don't think so."
Yeah.
You know? Because I've been listed as dead like 6-7 times now. And that doesn't do me any good. That doesn't do my family any good. You know, we're just like regular people, man. We got serious issues going on, too. I mean, I got two grandbabies that were born 1.8 to 1.11, man. They're fighting for their lives.
Oh, wow.
And I got to deal with these jerks, really. In fact, I'll put it up on my Twitter today, man, about a site that we're trying to help raise money to those kids. Because they're 18 months old, they've not eaten yet.
Oh,
they're still on the tube. And to teach them how to eat, they've had to put them in a hospital, and they're going to be in the hospital for 30 days each. Well, guess what? That's $60,000. And your insurance does not cover teaching you how to eat. You know? And I understand that. I mean, that's a lot for an insurance company, right? I mean, okay, can't you learn that at home? Well, no, they can't, because you know they've got other issues too. You know, they have autism, they have cerebral palsy, you know, and they're supposed to be blind, they're supposed to be deaf. Well, they're not blind, they're not deaf, and they are walking. They said they'd never walk, but you know, they're just trying to get a little help, man. So if somebody out there could help a little bit, man, there's a site that's up. And I'll send photos, I'll send pictures, I don't care, man, whatever you want. Just help these kids out, man, because, you know, everybody deserves a chance to live in this old world. This old world's rough, man.
Yep.
And those kids are God's kids, man. You know, I've always said that about mentally challenged kids, that they're God's children, man, because they're the pick of the litter as far as I'm concerned, because I've never been around a kid that is mentally challenged, that was vicious, that was mean. Most of them... the thought of hurting you will make them cry, you know, and they're so loving, and they're so appreciative, and they're enjoying life. They enjoy the simple things in life, the stuff that we quit enjoying a long time ago because we decided we all had to have two cars in the garage and a lake home. We had to have a big summer place to go to spend 3 weeks, or a trip to Hawaii. Or mom's decided to go to work because, hey, you know, we got to have more, You know, we got to have Gucci this, Gucci that, you know, Gaga this, and Jordan shoes. You know, and, oh, well, by the way, why don't you stay at home and raise your kids? You know, I mean, that's what you should be doing. And I'm not saying that women belong in home, but I'm saying, you know, come on, let's quit letting the TV raise them, man. Let's quit letting computers raise them. You know, these damn iPhones now. Hell, you go to dinner with somebody, man, nobody talks at the dinner table. You all got your iPhone out texting and reading something. You know, it's crazy.
See that at restaurants, too. They're all, kids are all on the phones.
Yep. Everybody's got their stuff, man. And it's like, are you serious? I'm not talking to them. You know, I mean, you know, I made some bad choices, man, but I'll tell you something. I've been to jails and rehab, and I never met anybody in either place that said, you know, Jake, when I was a little kid, my dream was to grow up and become a junkie or drunk. No, nobody dreams that. But if you don't make the right step, if you do go down the wrong road, that's where you wind up. Well, you know, I'm just thinking, if nobody's raising these kids and they're watching all this stuff and they're seeing all the commercials, chances are they're gonna try this. So they're going to try the drink, man. And I just think it's a damn shame, man. I mean, we got to deal with Ebola. We got to deal with all that. I mean, I'm glad I wasn't raised in this era, man, because there's just too many choices for kids out there these days. You know, I love wrestling, and I get so frustrated because I watch the wrestling today because it's not what I like. You know, I respect the product that Vince and them put out, but it's not the product that I put out.
Yeah.
And you know why it's not? Because nobody took the time to teach these guys the old school way.
Yep.
Well, why didn't you? We didn't have time for it. We should have took time. You know, and shame on us. Shame on us. I mean, I love the McMahon family. They helped me so much with my old trip. You know, I was out in Vegas, man, and sedated. I woke up and one of my kids is there. I'm like, oh, how the hell did you get here? He's like, well, the McMahon family threw me out of here and put me in a hotel. I'm like, really? Wow, that's cool. And it was cool. Forget the fact that they got billions of dollars, but it's cool for them to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and I was shocked. I mean, they pay for my for my therapy to this day. You know, and of course they paid for a few trips to rehab for me. I think Scott made 8 or 10, 12 trips through there. That stuff's not cheap. It's not cheap. But, you know, hey, we should all step up to the plate and take a better swing at things, man. And I think everybody in this world will be a lot happier.
Well, we say that all the time on our show there. And that's cool that the, you know, taking away the business part of the situation with, the, you know, the way the product is now. The McMahon family, yeah, they did that for you. And you know, I respect them a little bit more today after hearing that story.
Yeah, man, I love them. I love them for it, man. And, you know, getting in the Hall of Fame, man, you know, talent-wise, yes, I should have been there years ago. But I wasn't ready to go in, and I'm so grateful that they did not put me in years ago because I wouldn't have been sober or clean. I wouldn't have enjoyed it,
right.
You know. But the fact is I had five of my children there, man, and it was the most awesome moment. God, it was just really cool, man. You know, taking my grandchild up there on the stage, you know, and, you know, that's something that's going to be in my heart and mind for the rest of time. And it was just a great, great, great moment for me, man. And I've been blessed, man, and I got a lot more to do. Like I said, I'm going to be out there doing a lot of stuff. I'm going to Winnipeg this weekend and doing a thing over there for a few days. And we're going to keep rolling, man.
Do you have the WWE Network, and do you watch it at all?
I do watch. I watched part of that last night. And I'm a big Bray Wyatt fan, and, you know, I think he's a fresh taste for everybody. And, you know, it's awesome to see his work. It keeps you guessing, and that's what I like, man. I don't want to watch the guys go out there and do the same old, same old, same old. 27 dropped in, 27 clotheslines, this and that and the other. It's just enough, you know. But I also like what Dustin Rhodes and his brother are doing, too. So that's a good thing. You know, it's a shame these guys didn't have the opportunity to learn like I did. They have to learn pretty quick up there in that machine these days. And some just don't get enough time on the training ground before they're put out there in the spotlight. And it's a shame, but that's the difference between the new school and the old school. I wasn't built in the old school, guys. I was built in the school that burned down before they built the old school. So, you know, I've done 40 years out there, man, and had a little success, and awfully proud and happy of what I did. And I was rewarded by going into the Hall of Fame, and it was a wonderful, wonderful moment. Putting my grandson out there with me and having five of my kids there with me, it was just beautiful, man. And I've still got a lot to do, though, man. I've got a book that'll be out soon, and we've got a movie that'll be out soon called The Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts. Basically, they just kind of... Well, for two and a half years, they followed me, and my good days and my bad. Even when I was a bad boy, they had the cameras right there, and it was tough for me to watch. But it's not so much about making money off the thing as it's helping somebody, man, because that's what you got to do. I found out in my life, finally, that I get pretty high if I just help somebody. You know, it makes me feel good. So, that's how my life's changed, you know, and I suggest to everyone that they just reach a hand out and help the guy next to him. You might find out this is a pretty good old place to be in.
Very, very, very cool inspirational words from you, Jake, here. I have a wrestling question for you.
And, all right.
And it's, it goes all the way back to, like, 1991.
Yep.
You had the match with Rick Martel at WrestleMania 7.
Yeah.
And then you feuded, shortly after that, you feuded with the Earthquake, in which I remember Earthquake, you know, quote unquote, killed Damien. And then after that, you turned heel. And you feuded with, you originally were, you were scheduled to feud with the Ultimate Warrior, and then whatever happened there.
He got fired.
Yeah, he got fired, and they moved you with Savage. And I guess the question, I mean, the feud with Savage is one of my all-time favorite feuds of all time. You worked with him was good. The whole deal you had there with the Trust Me and the theme song,
right.
It just all worked. Right. It was just like you were talking a minute ago about Bray Wyatt, and, you know, he's different. It was just crazy back then that time. But my question to you was there any talk or any interest in working with you as a heel in 91, 92 versus Hulk Hogan?
Nope. Never.
Never.
Never. It would never happen. I shot an angle with him way back, and thanks to the fans, you guys screwed me out of my championship run, because whenever I got in the ring with him, everybody was chanting DDT, DDT, or Jake the Snake, Jake the Snake, and they weren't going to have that happen. You know, I was very frustrated about it, because we actually wrestled twice, once in Providence, Rhode Island, another time in Montreal, and sold the buildings out, and I thought that was a good thing, but the people were chanting the wrong thing, and you know, McMahon makes his money off of merchandising, and his investment was in Hulk Hogan dolls, not Jake the Snake dolls, okay? So that was shot in the head, left for dead, brother. That wasn't going to happen. And that's okay. That's okay. I mean, I'd like to have had the money.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is, man. And I was blessed pretty well. I should have took better care of my money, but my drug dealer did, you know, so that's that.
Can you talk about making up with the Ultimate Warrior prior to the Hall of Fame induction?
Well, going and seeing Warrior, I was really worried about seeing the guy because I was severely pissed at the guy because... you know, he screwed me pretty good by getting himself fired, because that was going to be my championship run against the Warrior. And we had a conversation before the angles were ever shot. He was very, very brutal in what he was, the way he talked to me. It's like, okay, I don't care what kind of problems you have, dude. You just show up and be on time, man. I want to make money. I don't care what your family does, what kind of sickness you got, what kind of drugs you do. You just be there, you know. And I'm like, wow. Because I actually had to go ask him if he would do the angle with me. I'd have his permission, which I thought was just insanity. But Vince asked me to do that, and I did it, because that's what you do when Vince asks you to do something. And lo and behold, that son of a bitch gets fired for holding Vince up at SummerSlam. So when he got fired, he left me holding the bag. I didn't get my championship run, which would have been millions of dollars in the bank. And I held that grudge for a long, long time, man. And, you know, I will say that getting sober and changing the way I thought was softening that hard edge that I had towards him. But I was scared that when we went to WrestleMania that I was going to have to say something or do something about that. It was just deep in my heart, man. I'd been waiting a long time to tell him what I thought. And, you know, I finally decided that maybe the best thing to do was to avoid him totally and not make an ass of myself. Whether he kicked my ass or I kicked his ass, it didn't matter. It'd still be a bad thing to happen. It's an induction, you know. I just don't think they'd like that, you know. And, so I avoided him, and then all of a sudden one day, man, I turned and there he was, face to face, and I'm like, holy crap. He's like, Jake, can I please just have 5 minutes of your time? I know I don't deserve it after the way I talk to you. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, you just disarmed him. And, you know, he started the conversation with an apology, and we sat down and talked, and he took the time to meet my children and take pictures and stuff. He was very nice to them, and that's all I care about. And we let it go, man. You know, I mean, I've been very, very vocal about how I thought about him, what I thought about him, calling some pretty nasty names, and he was forgiven and forgotten. And that's the way it should be, man. You know, the older I get or the wiser I get, you know, or the cleaner I get, I realize that hate is just something that just eats you apart. It eats you up on the inside, man. It's just not worth it. So I'm glad it happened, and I hate like hell that he's gone from us. It sickens me to know that his daughters had to stand there and watch their father die in a parking lot. I mean, my God, nobody deserves that. Time goes on, man, and that's what I've got to do. So we'll do this again sometime.
Absolutely.
Sounds all good,
right,
Jake.
Take care.
We appreciate it. Have a good day. Okay,
thank
bye now.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.